This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke by phone late Wednesday, the first call between the two since Biden was elected president 3 months ago. Biden affirmed his priorities of protecting the American people's security, prosperity, health, and way of life, and preserving a free and open Indo-Pacific, according to a readout provided by the White House. Two leaders also discussed the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and the possibility of Washington and Beijing pursuing what the White House described as the practical results-oriented engagements on arms control. Chinese state television said President Xi told Biden that bilateral cooperation is the only choice to resolve and manage their differences. She called for various one-on-one dialogue mechanisms to resume to avoid any sort of misunderstandings. The television report also said she told Biden he hopes the U.S. will act cautiously with respect to such issues as Taiwan and Hong Kong, which are matters related to China's internal affairs and its sovereignty and territorial integrity. There have also been ongoing tensions over Beijing's initial handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which Chinese officials have repeatedly tried to blame on others. President Biden on Wednesday ordered new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, taking action after the military this month staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country and arrested de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. Biden said he was issuing an executive order that will prevent Myanmar's generals from assessing $1 billion in assets here in the United States. For more news, join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Prosecutors at former President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial will continue making their case Thursday that Trump incited the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol last month. Prosecution made up of Democratic members of the House of Representatives showed graphic new security videos of the mayhem to the senators serving as jurors in the case on Wednesday. Videos showed hundreds of insurgents. Trump supporters, the former U.S. leader, urged to go to the Capitol to try to stop the official certification of his loss for re-election. Some of the rioters shouted that they were trying to find former Vice President Mike Pence to hang him because he had rejected Trump's demand that he block the certification of the Electoral College outcome so that Trump and Pence could remain in power. The House prosecutors argued that Trump was no innocent bystander, but the inciter-in-chief of the deadly attack at the Capitol 1 month ago. Trump declined Democrats' offer to testify in his defense and is not expected to attend the trial. Trump's lawyers say that he bears no responsibility for the attack on the Capitol. Dozens of former Republican officials who view the party as unwilling to stand up to Donald Trump and his attempts to undermine U.S. democracy are in talks to form a center-right breakaway party. Four people involved in discussions told Reuters news agency. The early stage discussions, including former elected Republicans, former officials in the Republican administrations of Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and Trump, ex-Republican ambassadors and Republican strategists, the people involved say. More than 120 of them held a Zoom call last week to discuss the breakaway group, which would run on a platform of principled conservatism, including adherence to the Constitution and the rule of ideas and law. Those involved say have been trashed by Trump. The first COVID-19 shots are one step closer for low and middle-income countries that have been left out of vaccine delivery as wealthier countries snapped up available supplies. World Health Organization scientific advisors on Wednesday recommended authorizing a vaccine developed by the University of Oxford and drug maker AstraZeneca. COVAX, a WHO-led organization aimed at distributing shots equitably worldwide, is set to deliver 336 million doses of the vaccine to 145 countries once the organization gives the green light. For more news, join us, voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind, my
voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again. So stay tuned and make sure you don't touch that dial. Let's make our first stop today, the land of Nigeria, with Asha in Fire on the Mountain. And right after that, Princess July of Kenya in Akwambo. And then to Josika Million of Uganda in Bahati Yangu. But first, Fire on the Mountain with the Nigerian super lady, Asha.
There is fire on the mountain, and nobody seems to be on the run. Oh, there is fire on the mountain top, and no one is running. I wake up in the morning, tell you what I see on my TV screen. I see the blood of an innocent child, and everybody's watching. Now I'm looking out my window, and what do I see?
Fire everywhere in the sea.
Que tu luogo y que tu tusaidie kwenye wivu wasitukaribie wambie tena wakuzikie wewe ndio uliamua tuwe tunafanya kazi na bidii tunakuomba na wewe unatukubaliki atulewi fitina ya nini tunakaza sana kupata maisha
Yango by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. Before that, Akwambu by Princess July of Kenya. And Fire on the Mountain by Asha of Nigeria. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African beat keeps going. Now to Senegal, Pape Diouf in Pikine. And right after that, Aye Mama by Wheezy Waza of Sierra Leone, courtesy of Paradise Records in Freetown. And right after that, South Africa's Johnny Clegg in Chongosi. But first, Pikine by Pape Diouf of Senegal.
Chulen mo begele, balio, enyuman ko. ay yaral ma baliyo yelay bege ma
you gonna buy. Chongozi by Johnny Clegg of South Africa.
And before that, Aye Mama by Wizzy Waza of Sierra Leone and Pikine by Pape Diouf of Senegal. This is your super show, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces, the African beat from the Voice of America, right here in Washington, D.C., and I am David Vandy, pushing and pulling the records for you.
The African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now let's take some emails. This one is coming from Oni Kayode Phillips of Akure Ondo State, Nigeria. And he says, it's always a pleasure to send an email to you, the African vibe slinging David. African beat has and will continue to be a delight to listen to as long as VOA has guys like you. I am fortunate to be in your list of diehard listeners. And with that, let's take some music right now. This next song is from Akim of Egypt. It's Anar. And right after that, Big Boss by Chidi Bangs of Tanzania and Yopo by MZ Bell of Ghana. But first, El Nur by Hakim of Egypt.
Thank you. the big boss, MC Mkali na kwenda profit, see and lose, na kuja kwa shika, shika, na kuja kwa fanya film, zikwa speaker, hile tupo juicy, hatu kwenda kitabu, ya nikuta nipo fulanga, kama dhahabu, ingawa nakata, watakubari tuna, wapende, wasipende, bado tutakaju, wache wasema, si tunazidi kupita, wache wadune, si tunazidi kusikika, tunazidi tukufari, na watoto kari, tunahama tujuanja, hatu kosi mahali, tunakamata, kamata kira vita, tunanga, mafazo na kubari, mapindi wana shangaa, soki, here Kim Chindo Ndiyo, na yo na koma na mimi kinoma tutibio.
Leo yo mambo yote,
basto mesoto na mugusha mikone wani.
Leo yo mambo yote,
jam na longoza mimi shame kama hujituni.
Leo yo mambo yote,
basto mesoto na mugusha mikone wani.
Leo yo mambo yote,
jam na longoza mimi shame kama hujituni.
Big boss TV band,
jendo na fanya tunatingisha tingisha picho na kutu.
Shabiki, rap kwa street, yuko pamoja wote ishara ya polisi. Chini Ben kutokea Mairara, kwa wabishi daima wa kujitoa kafara hiyo. Tunakomaa nao wanapenda jua yetu wakati hatujui kwao. Na watenda kimatendo, naziba mashimo na kava kila kitengo. Baby girl, you look so fine, najua utapenda kwenda kukuki na mileo. Wenzetu, tukacheze mziki, masaili ya kintong kama yare ya kwenye video. Umetimia upo fursi mfano, kidazi nunda zwe nipe tutano. Gum gum, haina taubaya, haina longo longo inashusha kufaya. Ona, nakata pili mili minando mimi mimi na ewa fanyaga msija mina shinda game. Mando mando haina dakika tisini, haina longo longo, kozo naweza mini amini.
Na mugusha mikone wani.
Leo yo mambo yote,
jam na longoza mimi shame kama hujituni.
Leo yo mambo yote,
basta mesote na mugusha mikone wani.
Leo yo mambo yote,
jam na longoza mimi shame kama hujituni.
Big boss TV band,
jendo na fanya tunatingisha tingisha picho na kudance.
Big boss TV band,
jendo na fanya tunatingisha tingisha picho na kudance.
Tingisha, tingisha, picho na kudance.
Big boss, titty band.
Jendo nafanya, tunatingisha, tingisha, picho na kudance.
by MZ Bell of Ghana. Before that, Big Boss by Chidi Benz of Tanzania and El Nad by Hakim of Egypt. This is the African Beat, and I hope you're having a wonderful time out there. Whatever you're doing, I'll keep bringing out the good African songs to you. And so I'll be right back. Stay close.
Yo, yo, my name is Kenneth Mutoro in Nairobi, Kenya. I am a staunch listener of the African Beat by DJ David Bendy on 107.6 FM, Voice of America.
Welcome back. And now, Bolo Kuala by Belka Tobies of Cameroon. And right after that, Drogba, dedicated to Didier Drogba of the Ivory Coast. This one is done by Christina DJ of Cote d'Ivoire. But first, Bolo Kuala by Belka Tobies of Cameroon.
Ma vie, et voici que tu me laisses tomber comme un chiffon. C'est la visite qui t'intéresse, sauter d'un lit à un autre. Dans ma vie, qu'est-ce que tu décides?
Pogba by Christina DJ of Cote d'Ivoire, and before that, Angolo Kuala by Bel Katobi of Cameroon. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van here in Washington, saying bye-bye.